Blog Talk Radio.
You got to accentuate the positive, eliminate the negative, latch on to the affirmative, don't mess with Mr. In Between. You gotta spread joy up to the maximum, bring gloom down to the minimum, have faith. A pandemonium liable to walk upon the scene.
Welcome to Blog Talk Radio, and thank you for tuning in to another edition of Positively Affirmative. This is the show where we affirm you, our listening audience, with education, information, and resources in the areas of self-care, career development, business building, and wealth consciousness, challenges, and solutions. I am your host, Katrina Jones, Prosperity Life Coach of Satori Life Skills Institute. And today, our show topic is going to be about shift negative thoughts into positive possibilities. And we're going to explore what I consider to be a dynamic power tool of poverty versus prosperity thinking. And a lot of times, this is our week where we talk about money consciousness. And often, often money is not flowing to us in the ways that we would like for it to. And often our lives are not moving in the directions that we like to see it going, often because of our thought processes. But, you know, our brain is such a powerful body part. It regulates our temperature, our sight, our mood, our motor skills, our hunger, our consciousness and unconscious thinking processes. So often we sabotage our hopes, our dreams, our desires with negative self-talk, with doubt, and with fear. And the hope, my hope today is that, we'll be able to take away, we'll be able to learn and take away some tips and some skills on what it takes to make the shift from poverty to prosperity thinking. Okay. So, the first thing that I want to talk about is, what is poverty thinking? I want to give a definition. And poverty thinking is a state of mind. Poverty thinking is a belief in lack and limitation. Few people are willing to admit or even believe that their philosophy is based on these principles. They actually, or the actual process of poverty thinking can be difficult to identify. Many people don't recognize the red flags. Looking at our thought process, we may hold certain beliefs that are not in alignment with our dreams and our goals. Poverty thinking may have developed from our environment, your place of employment, your parents of origin, where you were born, who you were raised around, and or your learned customs and beliefs. And, I say that because you may have come from a family of origin who, were very positive and uplifting in their values and in their thought processes. And then as you grow into your teenage years or your early adult years, you may begin to hang out with a group of friends who think totally different from your family of origin. And their thinking may not be positive, and you may unconsciously and even unwillingly, you know, develop a lot of those thought processes. Negative emotions, when fueled, attract and promote feelings of pessimism and hopelessness. And your positive beliefs may be overshadowed by others' negativity. And that's an important point to, you know, to understand. Lack and limitation, they don't travel alone. They have what I call buddies who travel along with them. And there are eight characteristics that, you know, eight characteristics of poverty thinking that I'd like to talk about today. The first is hate. Hate is a strong and intense dislike of a person, place, or thing. Resentment is to hold negative feelings against another about a real or perceived injustice. Envy is when you don't feel happy or good about the good fortune of others and instead wish their good fortune belonged to you. Jealousy is affectionately known as the green-eyed monster. It is being fearful that someone has more success or advantage than you do. It's a belief that someone will or has done better than you. Revenge is to injure, punish, or harm someone for a real or a perceived injustice. Apathy is the feeling of indifference or lack of concern for people, places, or things that are of interest, you know, that should be of interest to you most, but just is not. Guilt is an overwhelming feeling of loss, disappointment, or sorrow. And last but not least, doubt is a feeling of insecurity and uncertainties. It is when one is unable to feel confident and sure about decisions and or situations. Now, these are just a few poverty thinking emotions that we all experience from time to time. When feelings and thoughts such as these are meditated on for long periods of time, they can attract and promote feelings of helplessness and hopelessness. And, you know, the analogy of a glass being half empty is appropriate for this particular power tool. Those who view the glass as being half empty tend to focus on what is not going right, what happened that was wrong. They have difficulty taking responsibility for the part that they play in a situation, and thus their life is not going the way that they envisioned. Poverty thinkers are often unable or unwilling to recognize that they have a choice to feel miserable and stuck, or they can choose to produce a different outcome. It takes a conscious effort to recognize when your way of thinking is not producing the results that you desire. It takes desire to want different outcomes than what you are presently getting. And it is impossible to be grateful and grievous at the same time. It is just literally impossible. It's impossible to be happy and sad at the same time, you know? So it is impossible to be grateful and grievous at the same time. Poverty and prosperity thinking can never share the same space at the same time. And we must choose which state of being we are willing to allow to take up the majority of our time and our space. So here's a reflection exercise that I want to offer you. I've got three questions. If you had an opportunity to change a poverty thinking thought, what would it be? How can you tell when your thinking has transitioned from prosperity to poverty? Or vice versa? How can you tell when your thinking has transitioned from poverty to prosperity? And are there any times when poverty thinking might be advantageous? So now that we, have talked a little bit about poverty thinking, you know, let's look at what is prosperity thinking. Prosperity thinking is a state of mind as well. It is a way of thinking that reflects growth, gratitude, and plenty. Prosperity is the healthy desire, ability, and passion to focus on a goal. It is also the willingness to take the necessary steps, despite obstacles, to make it happen. Now, these concepts are important because if prosperity is reflective of abundance, wealth, and good fortune, it only makes sense that growth, gratitude, and plenty are necessary ingredients. Prosperity has to do with thinking in ways that promote and encourage positive actions and positive results. Prosperity is often associated with money and finances. When most people hear or speak the word prosperity, it is directly related to money. Wouldn't it be nice if we learned at an early age to think of our lives in terms of health, family, wealth, career, and social prosperity? The ability to think positively is a sign of mental maturity. These types of thought processes lead to self-actualization. There is a shift from self-centeredness to being more concerned about not only self, but others as well. Wouldn't it be nice to feel more control over your dreams and your goals? Prosperity starts with our thinking process. We learn how to believe in ourselves and our abilities. We are able to have greater resiliency in life. We are able to bounce back from challenges and make it through adversities without getting stuck in the pits of despair. Prosperity thinking is the ability to see things as you want them to be. The ability to visualize what you want for your life and keep that vision despite obstacles that might be distracting. The analogy of the glass being half full versus empty is appropriate for this prosperity versus poverty perspective. Prosperity is definitely looking at the glass as being half full. Now, there are just a few characteristics of prosperity thinkers or prosperity thinking that I want to reflect on today in this session. The first is affirmations. Affirmations are used by prosperity thinkers. Positive thoughts and phrases are repeated to oneself. The more positive words and thoughts spoken by self and others, the more the words become a part of your best self. This is a concept that is very common to those who consider themselves to be prosperous. Mentorship. Mentorship is important. Prosperity conscious individuals seek out those who have achieved what they desire. Shadowing experts is a sure way of learning the written and unwritten rules of your trade or the area you are exploring. Teachable. Teachability is a characteristic that one must also possess. Prosperity requires the ability to be open to learning new things. One must be able to take direction from another and be willing to be the learner and not draw upon everything that you think you know. Faith. Faith is a characteristic of prosperity. Prosperity requires one to believe that his or her dreams and goals are materializing in the midst of not seeing any visible results. One must have faith that through work, passion, determination, and desire, that good things will materialize. Sharing of knowledge and helpfulness towards others is required. One must be willing to give of themselves. It is essential that in order to prosper, one must determine how they will contribute to others and the world around them. Do some volunteer work, some mentoring. Others give to charitable causes. But you must be willing and able to give back. Self-inventory is required of prosperity thinkers. One must be willing to dream, or one must be willing to do an honest inventory of your strengths and your weaknesses. Understanding his or her weaknesses, but building on his or her strengths, and learning how to turn weaknesses into strengths. And I think self-inventory is so important because not only do we have to look at our strengths, but, you know, it's equally as important to look at what our weaknesses are, you know, and we develop. Prosperity thinkers are word watchers. Word watchers are committed to being mindful and purposeful of the words they use. They practice thoughts and word consciousness. They learn to use language that leads them in the direction of their dreams. It is important to understand prosperous thinking yields positive results. Now, this does not mean that every thought, feeling, and emotion that you have will be positive when you begin to think in this manner. But it does mean that positive thoughts will be focused on more often than negative thoughts. So what I'd like to do is give you a reflection for prosperity thinking. I'm going to give you three questions to reflect on. What are characteristics you identify with prosperity thinking? Are there areas of your life where you can increase prosperity thinking? How can thinking be more prosperous, or how can thinking more prosperously change your life? Now, those are some important questions to ponder on, because when we talk about change and growth, when we talk about prosperity, when we talk about having a money consciousness, it's all about shifting. It's all about learning how to shift our thinking. And the question becomes, am I thinking poverty-minded or am I thinking prosperity-minded? And if I'm thinking prosperity-minded, you know, what steps do I have to take in order to increase my thinking? And if I'm thinking poverty thoughts, what steps do I need to take in order to change it and to turn it around? So that is that is what I want to leave you with today. And, you know, I want to reiterate that so often we sabotage our hopes, dreams, and desires with negative self-talk, doubt, and fear. But today it's important to know that, you know, you are in control of your life destiny. And if you want to change your life, you have to learn how to change your thoughts. So I'm going to leave you with those thoughts, and I'm going to bring this session of Positively Affirmative to a close. We want to thank you, our listening audience, for tuning in to another edition of Positively Affirmative. This is the show where we affirm you with education, information, and resources in the areas of self-care, career development, business building, and wealth consciousness challenges and solutions. I am your host, Katrina Jones, Prosperity Life Coach of Satari Life Skills Institute, helping women become the director of their own life story. I want to ask you the question, is your life story something someone would love to watch? Something to ponder. All right. If you like our show, spread the good news and tell a friend. If you have any show ideas or any questions that you'd like to have answered, feel free to contact me at kjones@prosperitylifecoach.com. Join us every Sunday at 6:30 p.m. All right, everybody, thank you for joining our show, and abundant blessings.
Don't mess with Mr. In Between. Don't mess with Mr. In Between.